This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, April 4th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. 100 years ago, when Congress created the Federal Reserve, it was designed to provide an elastic currency and prevent banking panics. The Great Depression, the Great Inflation, and the Panic of 2008, however, mar the Fed's record. Texas Republican Representative Kevin Brady wants to create a centennial monetary commission. He spoke at a Cato Institute Capitol Hill briefing in February.
I can't think of a better time to be having this discussion than right now. I took over the Joint Economic Committee a number of years ago for House and Senate Republicans, and my goal was to revitalize it back into a free market think tank on the economy, on the budget, on how we move forward in economic freedom. Thanks to great staff and good members serving on it, we've had some success in doing that. When I took it over, you know, I tasked my economic team with this challenge. If the experts believe the 1800s was the British century, the 1900s was America's century, those same experts predict this century is China's. So, what do we need to do today to make sure that America remains the strongest economy in the world through the 21st century? How do we have a second great American century economically? Well, there's no question fiscal policy plays a key role in it. You got to get your taxes right. You got to get your financial house in order. You got to have the right regulatory schemes, no question about it. But what your central bank does, the monetary policy, that's equally important. And that's why at this point in our history, it's critical that we get that right and we reestablish Congress's constitutional role in monetary policy. One is because this economy is so disappointing. This is the weakest economic recovery in half a century. We're missing, just compared to an average recovery, just compared to a C-grade recovery, we're missing over 5 million jobs, more than $1 trillion from this economy. Millions of people have given up looking for work. Millions more can't find full-time work. And in fact, proportionally fewer adults are working today than when the recession ended. We've actually gone backward in that area. So the economy matters in a critical way. The Fed has played a role in that weak recovery. One, by keeping low interest rates too low for too long, it contributed to this financial crisis. Secondly, to its credit, it helped calm the water during that crisis. But since then, it's taken on extraordinary actions that, in my view, has boosted Wall Street beautifully, left middle-class America and Main Street behind. Punished seniors and savers, created more uncertainty in the marketplace, and have really planted the seeds for future inflation. So at this point, as Jim said, at the 100th anniversary of the Fed, I believe, it's the perfect time to take a bigger picture look at the Fed and its role going forward. What we envision, and now we have 50 co-sponsors, is a brutally bipartisan commission. Established along the lines of the 9/11 Commission, that would take a look backwards over the first 100 years of the Fed, looking at the Fed's effectiveness in economic output and in job creation, in financial stability, and all those factors of the first 100 years. But more importantly, having an open, thoughtful, constructive discussion on what role they believe the Fed should play in for the next 100 years, and to make recommendations to Congress in that area, recommendations that would look at what should the mandate, a clear mandate from Congress to the Fed, what should it be? What are the rules the Fed should use? You know, how do we keep the Fed from picking winners and losers in the credit marketplace going forward? What is the role of assets, of the gold standard, of nominal GDP targeting, of all those areas that there is good, thoughtful discussions, ideas today? How do we provide a national forum that brings that to the forefront and reminds Congress that indeed we have a role, constitutional role, in identifying those mandates and holding the Fed accountable in achieving them? I think there's room for ideas like mine, as others. We've introduced the Sound Dollar Act that really refocuses the Fed back on the mandate of price stability, on protecting the purchasing power of the dollar. There is no I think, stronger foundation for growth than that. And if you ask, does it matter, I noticed that during QE1 and QE2, as the Fed continued to stimulate Wall Street, what happened is it drove the value of the dollar down. And that in those just so simple two steps, they drove the dollar down to the point that you and I were paying 50 cents a gallon more for every gallon of gasoline we bought than we would have without QE1 and QE2. So the role of the Fed had in just one instant, had a major impact on our families. Imagine over time, as the value of the dollar decreases, as the value of our hard work decreases through that currency, the impact on our standard of living, just as Americans. In that Sound Dollar Act, besides focusing the Fed back on the on price stability, we move them out of picking winners and losers in the credit market going forward, seek to have them unwind the positions they have today. We seek to broaden the voices on the Federal Open Market Committee that makes these decisions by ensuring that all of our regional presidents are voting on that. That breaks the Washington to New York connection in a way and makes sure all the economic voices are heard. We close a slush fund that is operating at the Fed, and we accelerate the publication of the transcripts so that the public can see earlier and more closely the decision-making the Fed is. So that clear mandate, holding the Fed accountable, giving them the independence to achieve it, I think is critical. But the point is, you may have other ideas on what the role of the Fed should be. Let's have a contest of ideas. Let's have that national discussion on the role of the central bank, because I think while people today will talk about what's happening in tapering, and you know, I think it's encouraging that the Fed is only serving 6 desserts after dinner rather than 7. You know, that's a step forward slowly. But the truth is, beyond tapering and getting out of that this year, they still have a near zero interest rate policy that could continue seemingly till our children are grown. They also have over $2 trillion of excess bank reserves. That when this economy heats up and banks start lending, the Fed is going to have a real problem with inflation. Then they've got all the mortgage-backed securities that they purchased that they have to move back into the market as well. And so the focus on tapering is one of 4 big challenges. And this central bank, like others, is supremely confident it can do so without raising inflation. And historically, they're not so good at it. So here on the 100th birthday of the Fed, given where we are at this juncture after the financial recovery or a crisis and now the recovery, tell me if there's ever been a better time.
Kevin Brady is a Republican U.S. representative from Texas. You could watch the full forum or read more on monetary policy at our website, cato.org.